When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Expose yourself.
Ooh. Show them what you're all about.
Drag out.
Hey, everybody. I'm Joseph Shepherd, and each week I've been bringing you interviews with all of your favorite RuPaul's Drag Race queens here on my Dragged Out podcast, but I thought, why not spice something up? So for the next 12 weeks, we'll be covering Drag Race All-Stars 7 All-Winners Season Extravaganza. But I cannot do this alone, so I called up someone you all know. She's a pure winner in my eyes, and her cooter slammed from the ceiling last All-Stars. My co-host for this podcast, Queening Out, is none other than Laganja Estranja.
Yes, God, honey. I am so excited to be here, and I cannot wait to spill all the tea with you each and every week. 12 weeks. Oh my gosh. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Do you think you can handle me for 12 weeks?
I've handled you so far for about 30 minutes, so I believe maybe 12.
Well, I love getting handled, you know, and I did bring some medication in case you need that, so don't worry, we're in this together.
And we're talking about the special medication, right?
We're talking about the Queen of Greens match medicine, yes.
So every week, Laganja and I are basically going to be breaking down All-Stars 7 in our own way.
That's right. We'll be comparing my stint on the show, reviewing outfits, spilling some tea, and of course, incorporating all of you fans, or as I like to call you, my buds.
Oh, well, what's mine? What should I call mine?
You don't have a name for your people?
No.
Girl.
We're going to have to think of this.
We have got to come up with a name for your people. Your little shepherds. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll workshop it.
Without further ado, welcome.
To Queening Out!
All right, Laganja, I want to start this pod, and I would love to know from you, when did you first meet me?
I feel like I first met you when you exposed me, right?
Yes.
I think that was our first meeting. You know, first you exposed me, and now you're handling me. So I feel like we're on a great trajectory. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think we met virtually.
Yeah.
Online, as you were interviewing me and getting my deepest and darkest secrets.
And the crazy thing is that shortly after that was when you were on All-Star 6.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like a couple of months
after. Gosh, you're taking me back in COVID, girl.
Back in
COVID. Gotta clear the haze. There was a lot of smoke going on for me and Corona.
That experience must have been crazy to like actually go from... You were on season 6. Everybody's always wanting you on an All-Stars. You did it in your own way, but you, I wouldn't even say it was a comeback because you didn't go anywhere, but you.
Thank you. I love that. Say that again, please.
You just rose even higher.
Yeah, pun intended. Exactly.
Did you anticipate that at the time?
You know, I will admit, going in, I definitely felt like I was going to give the performance of a lifetime. I knew whoever I was up against was going to be destroyed. but I didn't really quite know how the world would react to it. You know, when I went in for season 6, I felt very confident in my performance. And I felt like when I, you know, got off the show, I went home and I told my friends like, oh my gosh, I did so great. People are going to love me. So when, you know, the show actually came out and that wasn't necessarily the reception I received, it kind of changed my opinion on how TV works and how social media, how any of these things that we're all involved in these days works. Because sometimes it hits and sometimes it just doesn't. So I had no idea, you know, if people were going to be like, of course she wore green, of course she's tongue popping again, of course she's doing splits, or if they were going to be like, oh my God, she wore green, she's tongue popping and she's doing splits, which I'm really happy that that's, you know, how people perceived it. You know, the truth is, and I've said this for years, I was who I was on season 6. I've never taken it back. I was a 23-year-old young artist who grew up in musical theater, who grew up doing the most. And I wanted to show that even all these years later, that is still very much a true part of who I am. I still always do the most. But I think what was really special about the show is that people got to see, new people particularly, got to see what a performer I am. And as you said, I have been doing those tricks since you saw me on season 6. But to kind of refresh people's memories and to, you know, gain new buds, it was such an incredible experience. I'm really, really grateful. And I'm at 116 times of performing physical since the show.
116?
I just did my 116th show in San Diego. Wait, so
I want to know who was keeping count. Do you have like a tally board?
I keep count, yes. I don't have a tally board. I'm just, you know, a Capricorn. So it's all up in my noggin. But, you know, shout out to Howie B for my costume, because by the yes. grace of God and his partner, Derek, who made the shoes, by the grace of God, that outfit, while it smells like a wet squirrel, is still holding on.
After 116 performances.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm about to go eventually this year to Australia, where I'll be doing it again. So I'm like, I think I'm going to have to at least revamp the shoes, because of the soles of the shoes. I've had to E6000 so many times to keep them together.
I think that that is also like the really cool thing about this all winter season is that we are getting to see Raja and yes. Jinx, and it's been so long since they've been on our TV screens. And like you said, you're introducing somebody to a whole nother fan group. It's such a different fandom than what it was, I'm sure, well, for season 6.
I'm sure you remember the show used to be on a little network called Logo TV. Mm-hmm. So a lot of kids don't even know what Logo is. So I think it's amazing just to see how the show has progressed. And like you said, to now give opportunity to some of our OG queens who really were the staples and the reason the show is a success today, a chance to shine. I think it's so important, especially now, that we really, you know, recognize the people that came before us. You know, I talk a lot about this in the cannabis industry. I talk a lot about this as a trans person. So it only makes sense as a drag queen, like I said, that we bring back these queens who really made the show what it is today.
Yeah. And I think, too, there's a difference. And I don't really necessarily know. I believe that after a certain season, queens started becoming more of a cookie cutter image, or what the show would want. And then you really started losing out on people's personalities.
Agreed. Well, I think people are afraid to have personality on the show. You know, back in my day, my drag mother, Alyssa Edwards, that was something she told me. She said, whatever you do, keep the cameras on you at all time. And I think now people are scared to have the camera on them. You know, they don't want to mess up because they've seen the wrath of the fans and how people will treat you. But I do believe that's what makes the older seasons so iconic, is that the personalities were not people from Instagram. They were real queens who had been living and breathing and eating and sleeping drag.
Yeah. And I think I was looking this most current season. I was so confused because I was like, there are so many girls and they're all very young. And I was like, I wonder what the oldest queen is. And it was 31.
Bianca Del Rio.
No. Oh.
Just kidding. I think Tempest du jour has her beats. I do.
She does. But the season 14 girls, the oldest one was 31.
Yeah.
So if you think about it from that way, that was what they've been doing drag for maybe 10 years. And
it's just not as interesting. You know, I think that's what made my season so catastrophic, was that we did have an older queen like Bianca who was so seasoned. And then you had young queens like me and Adore, you know? So that juxtaposition is what made the television show to me. And now I think, yeah, it has become a little bit homogenized. And so we're missing that spice and that, you know, different viewpoints, which I think we're definitely going to get this season with the All-Star winners.
I'm beyond excited about them. Before we go to this break, I do have one question for you, Laganja. We have to ask it because everybody is going to want to know.
Am I going to go back for All-Stars?
Yes, are you going to go back?
I cannot believe you're asking me that. Really, I know you know the answer to this. You know, look, I've said it a million times. I'm grateful for the brand. I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for the brand. But I wanted to go back to the show in my own way. And I did that. And I'm really proud of what I left on that stage for All-Star 6. So I just don't think I could ever really top that, nor do I want to. I don't really like to top, especially myself. So, you know, like, I'm happy with where it's at. I think it was the perfect hello and goodbye. And, you know, I'd love to be involved as a choreographer on the show. I'd love to come back and you know, have guest appearances. But people have now also been asking me, like, well, will you go back for a lip sync? And it's like, no, I really don't think I will. I'm very happy with where I'm at in life. And, you know, I give major props to all the mamas who go back and compete. It is not easy and it costs a lot of money. And those are two things I'm just not trying to put myself in. I don't want to put myself in that situation. I put myself in a situation with All-Stars where I knew I could win. And, you know, I just don't have that confidence, I guess you could say, or the bank account to go back and try to compete with these big wigs.
Well, guys, you heard it here first.
But you can catch me here every week spilling
every
the tea.
Every week, every Tuesday,
spilling
the tea.
I'm on the show, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm in your earbuds.
And we get your full take on everything.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to take a break and we will be right back with Queen and Now. We are back and we know that there are so many different types of Drag Race fashion review shows. Literally, it's always a toot it or boot it. It's always a this or that. It's always going into the outfits. And over time, I do believe that we've gotten a lot nicer.
Not on this show, honey, because we have decided to change it up a little bit in a segment we call Wear It,
You Wear It Well,
or Tear It. In this segment, Joseph and I are going to break down the episode's runway looks to tell you if we would wear it or if we would rather burn it. Thus, wear it or tear it.
Yes. So let's get into these promo looks. The theme this season was nude and crystal. And apparently RuPaul didn't get that memo at all.
Well, you know what? Now, normally I would read the doll, but I gotta say she is dressed and head to toe in a lovely green color. And you already know how I feel. If it ain't green, I'm not interested. So I'm going to give her a pass. Plus, I think, you know, she wanted to stand out amongst the nude and the crystal. And I think she's done that.
And I think that she knew that we were having a podcast.
Well, I think everything actually does revolve around us and this new podcast. Yeah, it does. You're right.
I would totally wear that.
I would totally, well... I mean, I'm not going to tear it. I'm not. I'm going to wear it like on a Wednesday to Hamburger Mary's, I feel.
Okay.
You know, it's giving me very like a cute zhuzh for a Wednesday. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of like tassels up at the top. I think that could have been like simplified. Also, I'm not like totally vibing on how it's like a silk and chiffon. I kind of wish it was
chiffon?
Chiffon is like, oh God. Me trying to explain fabrics, that's going to be funny. Chiffon is like more of a see-through gauzy type fabric.
Okay.
Whereas silk or satin, most likely it's satin.
It's like this, right? Kind of like that.
No, we're not wearing silk, my love. This is from Santi Alley. This is a good old polyester blend. Silk is going to be, you know, more on the shinier side. It's going to have a higher thread count. And it's usually, well, they both can be expensive fabrics. But for me, I think the textures is not working for me. I wish it was just all one sheen. So like all made out of silk. But I do like it. I do. I think her legs look gorgeous. It's cinching her in at the waist. She's got her signature beautiful blonde hair, her mug beat for the gods. So in the end, I'm going to say I'd wear it.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe Carrie Colby needs to find it because it looks just like the J-Lo dress. Maybe Rue stole it.
It is giving a similar vibe, Although now, you know, Versace, that is like my holy grail. So I can't compare this to Versace, I do see your comparison.
We have the first girl up that we're talking about is Evie Oddly, season 11. What do we think here?
Well, she is definitely putting the Oddly in the outfit.
Yes.
You know, we are getting kind of a juxtaposition of shapes and different silhouettes. We've got a fur, we've got a rhinestone, we've got, you know, crop top meets half skirt meets belt meets crazy shoe. So for me, it is a lot. It's not generally my style per se. I do think she looks great. The mug is lovely. Mm-hmm. I love her like little short hair. Now, the glasses really bother me. I know that's so silly of me to be nitpicky on.
I didn't even know that those were glasses.
Yeah, they're like that steampunk, you know, vibration. I don't know. For me, I just, my eye kind of goes all
everywhere.
Over.
Yeah.
I love the shoe. I think the shoe is really cool. It's definitely giving me sort of like a Prada knockoff vibe. So I'm vibing off the chunky heel, you know, fully covered in crystals. But for me, it's a tarot. I it's just not my favorite. I don't know. There's something about the nude pantyhose leg thing that I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I think that I would wear it, but listen to me here. I would have to tear all of that fabric because I really would want, it looks a little fuzzy.
It is.
And
it's a fur.
I think I would like that as like a cute pair of booty shorts.
So you want brown, furry booty shorts. I'm not for sure we're leading this segment very well so far because that is not the look.
Guys, there's a reason why I am not a drag queen. I have no fashion sense whatsoever sometimes, so please take our opinions with a grain of salt. Trinity the Tuck.
I mean, this is an absolute wear it.
You wear it well.
It's just phenomenal from head to toe. I love the hair. The two side pieces that are giving her these sort of elf-like into the woods. What's that other movie with the elves that everyone... Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's giving me very that vibration. Then the outfit, you know, it's a classic shape that I like to wear because I don't pad. So I love to have sort of hips built into the outfit to kind of give that illusion of the, you know, signature female... body, although let me just say it now, honey, women come in all shapes and sizes.
Yes.
And whether you have hips or not, you're still a woman. But for me in drag, yes, I definitely like to kind of create a silhouette much like she's doing here. And then I love that she's paired it with just a simple shoe. You know, her outfit is so over the top. There's so much going on. So see, she's really edited here. Unlike what I was saying Evie didn't do, or she just put more and more. I really like that Trinity took a editing eye. She kept it simple, she kept it sleek, and she kept it like an all-star would. I live.
And also, let me ask you, you said that you get the hips built in. Mm-hmm. It looks very, very similar to what you wore for All-Star 6 when you came down.
Totally.
The hips, right?
Totally. Exactly. Yeah, that corset, you know, we actually used shoulder pads, and the shoulder pads were placed on the hip, and then fabric was laid over to create that kind of shape.
I would wear this. I would wear this. I don't know where Joseph would wear this.
Just to go grocery shopping? No?
You know what? I probably would. I would love to do that.
I mean, you're a Hollywood hoe now. You got to.
The Hollywood hoedown at the grocery store.
Down at the Rockin' Ralph's.
Not the Rockin' Ralph's.
Yes, we're sitting next to the Rockin' Ralph's recording this podcast. For those of you who don't know, it is a legendary grocery store here in Los Angeles, known for, well... a lot of rock and roll. Yeah, lots of crazies. Mm-hmm. They come out.
They're rocking and they're rolling.
They are. Well, their emphasis on the rolling. Yeah. yeah, I think they might be on some drugs over here on this corner. But, you know, we love them nonetheless.
We love them nonetheless. And wait, okay, so we are next to Rock and Roll Ralph's. My question to you is, when you were in Texas, did you have Kroger as opposed to Ralph's?
Of course. I love Kroger and Albertsons.
Yes.
Those were my things. Although the best truly in Texas is HEB. Have you ever heard of this?
No, what's that?
Mama, she's the most amazing grocery store. They literally have a row of just queso. Do you know what queso is? I don't know, because a lot of people are like, you mean cheese? And I'm like, no, it's like a cheese dip sauce.
Yes.
In Texas, it's served everywhere, but like literally a whole like row of different types of quesos. And they make their own sauces. And I mean, girl, this is not an HEB, you know, stan podcast, but it could be because I love HEB.
HEB, if you would like to sponsor this
podcast, please
come at it.
Yes.
We have our only international girl this season. It is the Vivian from season one of UK. This hair is very Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Definitely giving me an Australian vibe. You nailed that right off the bat. So we're doing better than the brown furry booty shorts already. I'm feeling like you're warming up. It's good. She is definitely giving us that, you know, Priscilla, queen of the desert hair. Also, we see this a lot of times on Alyssa Edwards, you know, not to compare queens because anyone can wear this, but it does often remind me of my drag mother hair like this. And I loved that she went in and she stoned it, you know, because usually this is made out of like a foam core. So, you know, stoning this is going to elevate that and really give it a next level look. Now, the outfit for me, I mean, I have to be brutally honest here. It is a tarot for me. I'm not loving the outfit. I feel like it's just not really flattering her. I feel like the big chunky stones that are sort of creating the corset vibe, I'm not in love with. I wish she would have just kept more with the scattered pattern of the stones that we're seeing up on the negligee as well as the bottom of the skirt. Because I know she's trying to give herself like body here and give herself like sort of a cinch in the waist. But I just feel like it looks empty. The negative space, I think, should have had more smaller stones go around it if she was going to, you know, use these stones as like boning. Yeah, I don't know. And then of course, it goes down to the ankle and it kind of cuts off in a weird spot. And then she has a shoe that's also cutting her off. So I don't really feel like it's elongating the leg.
Oh, you said shoe and I just went to the shoe and I was like, oh no.
You don't love the shoe either. Yeah, no. The shoe for me is, you know, would be cute with like a little like dress to go out again on a Wednesday, you know. These are very Wednesday shoes for me. But I do think she is one of the most beautiful like painted queens out there. Like she is just incredible when it comes to the mug. And I do definitely think she is representing the UK style here. Which is, yes, I am throwing shade at UK style, but I do think, you know, she's representing where she comes from. So I like that.
Let me ask you, what do you call this type of dress? I know that a lot of times, like the issue when I watch Drag Race is that when there's the design challenges, Michelle Visage will always call that like, you just look like somebody with a piece of fabric on.
Right. Well, she doesn't look like somebody with a piece of fabric on because she's at least got a bodysuit with a piece of fabric wrapped around it.
Got
so
you.
It is a little bit
it's
more,
a little bit, yeah.
A little bit more developed. And, you know, she does have a lovely draping around her bosom area. So it definitely is not just a piece of fabric, you know, draped around her. But I don't know. I think maybe like had she gotten rid of the legs and it had been like a leotard and she had her legs out with the drama of the skirt, like that could have maybe made her look a little bit more sexy. I just think she's giving me a little like
maternal.
She's giving me maternal.
Maternal. I would also tear it just because of the shoes. The shoes look to me not like a heel you would wear on Drag Race.
Yeah. I mean, it is a heel I own. I'm not going to lie. I definitely own that heel. But again, I think I'm going to be wearing it with something much more simpler and as myself. Whereas I feel like, you know, again, in comparison to like, let's say the Evie Oddly shoe, which was so unique, so drag.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's a little disappointing here.
Mm. Who do we have next?
Up next, springing to the runway, we have Miss Shay Coulee, honey. And she is giving you literally dripped in crystals from head to toe. Oh, my gosh. This is unreal.
I would wear this every day if I had it.
I would wear this every day as well. And I would just, I couldn't sleep in it because I think you get poked in
yes.
it. But I would wake up and I'd put it on immediately for sure. I mean, it is just so phenomenal. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think it might be my favorite look of the lineup. I just love it. I think the way it is framing her body is incredible. I mean, this is how you wear a catsuit. You know, she's gotten the bigger crystals in the right area to accentuate the shoulders, to accentuate the hip. It's cinching her in at the waist. I mean, the mug. It is so cookie crisp. This is a new word I'm going to throw
cookie
out there.
Crisp.
Shout out to my sister, Carbon Cavalli. She made this one up. Cookie crisp. Do you know the cereal Cookie Crisp?
Huh?
See, I don't.
It cookie must be crisp.
It must like be like a Florida thing or no, it was a universal thing.
Am I from Florida?
Well, I don't know. I just thought maybe you knew the inn.
Ooh.
You just had the inn over there. You knew what they were doing over there.
Oh no. There was this little, I don't know if it was like a wolf or something, and he would go, Cookie Crisp.
Okay, well, I don't know why Carbon started this, but basically like when the makeup is so like fierce and just so cut, it's Cookie Crisp. So her makeup is giving me Cookie Crisp realness. And then, yeah, I love the hair. I love that it swooped back off of her neck. Her neck looks so long. We're getting lots of clavicle. I mean, yeah. And then the shoe, you know, it just kind of blends in. It continues the illusion of crystals. And she just looks so, not effortless, because this clearly took a lot of effort, but she just looks so effervescent.
Mm. And she looks expensive.
Oh, she is expensive. This outfit, I don't even want to know what it costs, but it is expensive. Trust me on that one.
Ugh, love it. We have Monet Exchange.
What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
Okay, I would wear those sleeves if it was a jacket. I don't know if it's a jacket. Is it a jacket?
It is a jacket. She's just wearing it creatively in her promo look, which Bob the drag queen read her for. Mm. Yes.
I love the jacket. The piece under is very lingerie to me. It's not giving necessarily like diamonds or the illusion of like what the other girls are giving me. So I would wear the jacket. You wear it well. And tear the dress.
Okay. I actually really like this look. I think it's super Monet. So mm-hmm. I love when a girl can like stick to their unique style. So I think a puffer jacket, it's just very streetwear, which is, yes. you know, what Monet is known for wearing. I love the hair. I think the hair is so creative. It's giving me Medusa. It's giving me Baps. It's giving me just all the right like creativity. I love the simple earring. I think the earring is strong. It is bold. It is clean. It is sophisticated. I actually love the dress. Now, I do have a little bit of an issue with the dress correlating to the jacket. Like, why are we wearing a big puffer jacket, but then our dress is really short? Like, I feel like it's like we're going somewhere cold, but now I'm in a slut dress. And like, I don't know. I just don't know how they're like working with one another. But as separate pieces, I'm obsessed with both. I would totally wear this dress. I love it. I love how it is kind of like lingerie. I love that it's sexy. It is fully crystalled. So she is meeting the mark. And, you know, usually I think it depends on the day. Some days I think I would say like I hate the shoe. But on today, I'm really feeling the shoe. You know, it's simple.
It's simple.
It's nice. I kind of wish maybe there was some rhinestones on it as opposed to just like the simple white. But her legs look long. Her body looks snatched. I think she looks gorgeous. And yeah, I would wear it. You wear it well.
Ooh. Also, you said, why would somebody wear something like this? You said it's a very short dress. And you said then you have the big puffer jacket, like two different weather climates.
Right.
New York, all the time, I would be, we get into a club and you want to sweat or whatever. And you're like, it's going to be hot, a lot of people. And then it literally be 20 degrees outside. So Right. Maybe it was in New York.
Yeah, see, you know, I question people why they would want to live in a place where they have to do all that. I will never understand, you know, why people live in the snow. It's just like, I just don't understand. I'm from Texas. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to California. So all I know is warmth and being a slut. Like, it's just like, why would I want to put a puffer jacket over this gorgeous body, mama? You know what I mean?
Have you ever experienced snow?
Oh, yes. I am a world traveler, you know, these days. So I have experienced snow. I'll never forget my first time going to New York as an adult was the premiere of season 6. Mm-hmm. And it was in January or February, if I'm not mistaken. And it had snowed and I was introduced to black ice. You know what this is, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, the snow in New York, it gets piled up on the side of the streets. Like they have to clear, you know, walkways. And then because of all the traffic and the, you know, foot pattern, that ice becomes black. So you literally have these mounds of black ice on either side of you. And it is just so disturbing to me. I mean, truly, it is so disturbing.
It ruins snow for you.
It ruins, like, just my idea of season 6 premiere, because all I can think about is getting off that plane and being like, what is that turd on the side? What is that cold turd on the side of the road? And they were like, welcome to New York. Yeah.
Wait, what airline did you go season 6?
You know, back then I was not an airline snob, and I'm really still not to this day. I was probably Southwest. I mean, you know, it was funded by RuPaul's Drag Race. So, you know, the budget back in the logo days was a lot less. They weren't flying
less.
The girls Delta, okay?
Well, see, I was laughing because I just started back Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the first season, and they took the girls on a trip, and their airline of choice was Frontier. And I was like, Beverly
the
Hills?
Gag. Oh, my God. No, never Frontier, never Spirit.
Uh-uh.
No, don't do it.
Do you think Raja would ever go in Spirit?
You know what? I think Raja's a lot like me, and she's pretty cool. She's like,
cool.
As long as the check is clearing.
As long as it's clearing.
And I have my window seat, or maybe she's an aisle girl. I don't know. I'm a window girl. I think Raj is down. I think she's down. She's down for the cause.
Yeah, and she's really down in this outfit. I love what she is giving me. I love like the shine of this. I love her cuff. What do you call those? Bracelets? Big.
Those are cuffs. I like those. It's a cuff.
I love the hair. The hair color is beautiful. The hair and the waves, great.
I agree. I love that she's rocking her natural hair color, and no, that is not shade to her for being not old, but established. But yeah, I love that she's rocking her gray hair. It's beautiful. The way it is finger waved. Oh, love. And then she's got this dark eye makeup, which is really giving her that kind of sunken eye look, which is very 1920s with the hair. So I love the mug and hair. The outfit for me, I have mixed feelings. I would wear it. It's definitely a wear it for sure. But I'm not crazy about the legs going over the heels. It's kind of giving me that like 80s stirrup vibe. Mm-hmm. And I wish what she had done is just continued that all the way over the shoe, so that then her leg and her foot would have kind of become sort of like a Lady Gaga, Alexander McQueen hoof. Mm-hmm. And I think that would have really, that's my only nitpicky thing. Because I love the dress. I love the jacket. I love the top of the jumpsuit. I love the sleeves poking out. I love, love, love her necklace. I literally found the designer and looked him up. This necklace is so expensive. So I pray to God she got it on loan, because if she paid for that, like, you're crazy, girl. But the necklace is, so I have a thing with drag jewels. I don't like drag jewelry. Okay. And here's why. It's not fashion forward, ladies. All right. It's old school. You're giving me pageantry. Is it beautiful? Yes. Is it regal? Yes. Is it of the now? No. And I like drag that's of the now. So the reason I love this necklace is because it's so architectural. There's a lot of like shapes, and it just looks like something that a beautiful woman would wear today in today's age out. So I loved that she did that. And, you know, at the end of the day, Raja is an OG. I'm totally rooting for her. So even if I like pick something apart, it's still like, who am I to like, you know, rate the queen of fashion? Yeah. I mean, she is the reason we're all here. She is the reason we toot and boot. So, you know, props to mama.
Oh, props to mama. Next up, we have another OG. We have Miss Jinx Monsoon, season 5.
And she is giving us classic Jinx. You know, she's got the red hair, the Grecian, you know, head adornment, which I love. Now, the dress for me, not my fave, not my fave. The white tight, definitely not my fave. Ooh, definitely not. And then the shoe that isn't white, I'm a little confused. I feel like if we're going to give that white, like, seamlessness, we should have gone with a white shoe. But I do think for Jinx especially, she's not known for her fashion. She's not the most fashionable queen. We know this. This is great. This is definitely, you know, showing that she is an all-star, showing that she is a winner, showing that she is back. She's learned. She's ready to compete. And again, I just think that signature red hair popping against this white outfit, it is beautiful. Now, I'm going to tear it. It's true. Someone's got to be brutally honest on this show.
Somebody has
to. So I am going to tear it, because I would not wear it. I just wouldn't. But I do think, like I said, for Jinx, this is elevated. This is gorgeous. She looks like she's ready to compete.
Ready to compete. And she obviously has secrets under the hair, because I love the hair. I can see where you're going with the tights. What I'm thinking from Jinx's perspective is maybe she wanted the focal to be all on her face and her hair.
Which she is doing.
Yes, because like everything else is white. And to me, I'm not like, if that leg was out, like I would be like, kind of takes me away. I would not wear this. I love you, Jinx. I produce your podcast. Hi, Jinx. Don't attack me. I love it, but I wouldn't wear it.
Well, and we must remember with all of these critiques and opinions and who cares?
Who gives
a crap? At the
end
of the day, these girls are a lot more brave than I am. It's very easy for me to sit behind a mic in the comfort of my own location and say my opinions. And to me, anyone who gets up there and puts themselves up for what they know will be eventually ridicule is like such a queen in my eyes.
Yeah.
And, you know, so props seriously to all these girls. Whether we'd wear it or tear it, we love you. Well, last up, and certainly not least, is Jada Essence Hall. And baby, she is giving you the essence of glamour. I mean, I love it. 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 I really do. Again, we're seeing this sort of similar hip vibe built into her outfit like we saw on Trinity, which is giving her a great shape. She's so like so snatched. It's unreal. I kind of hate her for that. But the body looks incredible. Now, my one nitpicky thing is the garter belt into the tights, into the shoe. I think there's a lot going on there. I'm still going to say this is a wear it because I would wear it. I would just do it differently and accessorize it differently. You wear it well. Yeah, I think there's something about that garter belt into the crisscross tight, into the shoe that's also kind of crisscross and open toe. And it's just not the most flattering to her. I think she could have honestly done without all of that. And then she could have even kept the shoe, you know? But I love her hair. I love, love, love the hair and the crystals in the hair. I love the gloves. I mean, I just think she looks like a queen.
Yeah, and she said, I'm going to turn this heel just to the right side so you can see the red bottoms.
You know she had to let you know. Now, do we think these are real Lubus or do we think they're the custom hand-painted? Girl, she's a winner. They're real Lubus. How dare you zoom in like that? Those are real. She paid for those.
I also love her hair. I know that is it's a very common, I don't know what you call it. What do you call like the little waves and stuff? And they've been doing, I've been seeing a lot of queens put like beads and jewels and stuff.
I don't know if they've given this a particular style a name per se, because it's not a finger wave, but it is definitely, like you said, like there's ridges and waves to the hair and then they're rhinestoning the ridges of the wave. It is definitely a trend alert right now.
And I'm going to call it, it's my name, the Swirly Whirly.
I love it. Swirly Whirly. Swirly Whirly. Yes. Well, she is killing it. I'd wear it. Way to go, Miss Jada. You wear it well.
Same. I'd wear it too. And I'm also very excited to see her back. And I really hope that the fans now get to give her the chance to have her reign, like in some way, because she got it right at COVID and literally no performances or nothing.
Do you remember, like, I'm pretty sure it was her. She, like, drove around in a car in her neighborhood and all the people. Now, that was really special. I mean, like, if you're going to be a COVID queen, like, what a welcome home. You know what I mean? I thought that was really special. Well, I'd say we did really good. I think I only tore one, two, three. I only tore three outfits.
And I did the same.
That's really good.
Both are good three. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, All-Stars. You're winners, baby. Since we just tore up those promo looks, I think it's time we hit the time warp.
So, LaGanja and I are going to fire up our time machine and head back to the year 2014 for season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race. But we're going to talk your promo.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think since this week's theme is promo looks, it only, you know, would be fair for me to spill the tea on my promo look. Now, let's just get the elephant out of the room. Those eyebrows are insane. I mean, what is going on? Like, those are not even McDonald's arches. Those are like full on opening up to the gates of hell. Like, I am terrified and I wish I just pulled that bang down a little lower to cover the horrible brow. But that being said, I'm still going to say that this look is iconic. I mean, I'm looking at the lineup right here and you have to admit, I really stand out amongst the girls. And most likely it is because I am the most slutty. Yes, I've always been known for giving you my little twink body and I sure did. But, you know, I love this look for many reasons. Shooting the promo was so special for me. I got to meet one of my dear friends, Curtis William, who now does RuPaul's hair.
Oh, wow. This
is where we first met. And he was just been a dear friend ever since. He's done a lot of my music videos. He's just an incredible hair artist. In fact, we call his wig work wig art. He like coined that because he is. He's such an artist. And so for me, this was such an exciting moment because it was the first time where we didn't actually have to come with our look. If I remember correctly, we did bring options. But back then, like, girl was Poe. Like, I literally was shopping at Santee Alley. I remember I spent, I think, $7,000 on my full package to go to RuPaul's Drag Race back then.
$7,000?
Which, mind you, now, some of those promo looks, even some of the ones that we tore up, probably cost $7,000 alone. So that just goes to show you how much, you know, money has increased with the competitors and the need to look bigger and better. But yeah, so for this was great for me because I finally got to have someone else style me. I didn't have to worry about the look myself. And of course, when they showed me this little skimpy bathing suit that they literally pulled out of a box like you'd get at a stripper store, I was like, yeah, I love it. Yeah. And then I remember the legs were actually made out of like elastic, and it was like an elastic garter belt that someone had created. And yeah, we threw on that necklace, which is just like a great classic choker dominatrix vibe. My nails were by Brittany Tokyo, who is now like a world renowned nail artist.
Are they split? Like, how does, I see like two.
Okay, so you're so shady. Oh. So the reason they're split is because they were like, they had spikes on them, mm-hmm. and the spikes were in a row, and the row of spikes is coming up off the nail. So it's creating that double clip. Like, it almost looks like I have hair clips clipped yeah. onto my nail. No, that's just because it wasn't glued down. But whatever. They were sickening, and I like literally had a set of nails for every look that I did on season 6. I've always been a nail queen. So yeah, I love this. I think, you know, it's strong. It stood out. The hair is super fun. You know, I think we were told to do all black with pops of pink. So I remember Curtis just like added this little, we call this yakky hair. It's very cheap. It's very inexpensive, but it's really dramatic and creates a great look. And he just wrapped some pink up in there. I put a pink lip on and boom, there she was. The iconic season 6 hand over the shoulder lady doll.
Did they take pictures before, after, or during your time?
So if I remember correctly, we shot one episode mm-hmm. and then we did promo looks. I'm pretty sure now they do promo looks at the end after the full season is complete. But I'm pretty sure back then it was like built into the work of the whole show. So I'm pretty sure we shot one episode and then we came to do this. And another reason why this day was so fun is because we all got to like be together. And, you know, usually on the show, we're all segregated, and when the cameras are not rolling, we're told, you know, queens on ice, which basically means we're not allowed to talk to each other. Now, the reason they do this is because they don't want to miss any drama. So, for instance, when Adora and I got into like a big fight, they didn't want us to talk for the rest of the night because when we picked up filming tomorrow, they still wanted us to be mad at each other. So, I remember this day specifically because we got to not be on ice and we got to be with each other. And I remember very vividly being in the alleyway of the studio, and it was me and Adore and Gia and I think April. And, you know, Gia was telling us that she is a woman and that, you know, she doesn't identify as a male. And it was just kind of my first time in my memory really being exposed to a trans person and really getting to like understand how that came about. Now, obviously, I've been a fan of the show since day one. So I had met Kylie, and Kylie tells me that day one when I met her, I had told her that I was trans, and she was like, yes, you will be. Just give it a couple years. I don't quite remember that. It was back in the day when I used to be a heavy drinker. But I specifically remember this moment and just listening to Gia talk and tell us and thinking to myself like, oh my God, I'm the same way too. Now, obviously, I did not have the education as someone from Texas to understand really what was going on with myself, let alone her. So through the years, obviously, G and I's friendship continued, and I ended up housing her when she first moved to LA and really began her transition. And now, you know, she's there for me. So it's kind of a full circle moment, you know, to like think about all of us being there. And like, I just remember Adore being like, yeah, girl, you're such a woman. And like, you're right, we're all dudes. And like, you know, it was just, it was an iconic moment for sure. And I definitely remember like this was one of the few days where I wasn't like eaten by anxiety, and I just had fun and I got to be myself. And, you know, those interviews that I gave for Meet the Queens to this day, I still watch and just laugh at because I was so turned up. Like, I wasn't on medicine. She was not high, but I was just so excited to be there. And I wanted to answer every question with the most enthusiasm. And, you know, it's just, it's funny to look back at it now and just be like, wow, I have definitely matured, but there is still this crazy, kooky, zany person inside of me that I love and I cherish. And I think that's what makes me special.
Yeah. And the other thing that made season 6 so special was the promo video you guys had.
Still the best, in my
opinion.
It
is the best.
I'm sorry. I've never seen a better one. It was so good.
Did you film it the same day?
We did. We absolutely did. And I remember, like, they told me that I was going to be behind blinds and that was going to create this, like, line shadow, which is why we also went with this outfit that had a lot of lines on it to kind of echo that. Now, I did not know how it was going to piece together. So I did not know it was going to be Bianca reading me and then me blinding myself from her shade, which, of course, when I saw the show and how it was all edited together, I was like, makes sense that they were alluding to that. Because that's the thing, like, even when I left the show, I didn't know that Bianca and I had a whole storyline.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, I thought she was mean, sure, and I thought she picked on me, but I didn't realize it was going to be this whole, like, storyline of us fighting all the time. So I love that the promo reflected that. I think that was genius marketing. And, of course, when RuPaul turns into a Black Panther, I mean, come on, Panther on the runway. It's signature. Ugh. Signature Drag Race at the peak, in my opinion, of its performance. I really feel like 5 and 6 are like the seasons that really changed the game.
And I will say, this is very embarrassing for me to say this. I was rewatching all the promos when Bob was doing them and going over like what his favorite was. And in that moment when you were behind the shades,
uh-huh,
it hit me about shade. Literally the whole time I was like, why is she behind some blinds? I had thought for the longest time, I did not get the reference. It went over my head and it hit me finally. And I was like,
you are the same guy that started off this episode saying you wanted to wear brown, fuzzy, hot shorts. So, you know, what can we really expect from you, my love? What can we really expect? Well, I'm glad you finally pieced it together and got the shade of it all.
The shade of it all. Well, Laganja, how do you think we did for our first podcast episode?
I feel like we turned it, we burned it, and we really did a great job queening out.
Yes! I'm really excited to actually watch this first episode.
Me too. I cannot wait to get into just not only the looks, but really like getting to re-meet some of our favorite dolls.
Yeah, and I've heard, don't know if it's true, we'll have to see,
okay,
that nobody's going to be eliminated.
Ooh, we're already spilling that.
We're already spilling
that.
The tea.
Well, I have also heard the tea. I hear it's like a point system this year, which I'm really all for. Because, you know, the thing is, these girls are spending so much money on their looks. And then to get sent home second or third and not get to show all your looks, it's such a disservice to the girl and her hard work and her team that created all of this. So I'm excited that we're going to get to see each and every girl, hopefully, if the rumors are correct, show off all their looks and still be a part of it, even if they are not a winner.
Yeah. And I think that all together is going to make this such a great season. There's a lot of great guest judges and people coming through.
But do we think there will be drama with this new system?
You know what? I'm going to say this. I heard through a grapevine.
Uh-huh. I've never understood that saying, by the way.
I don't either.
How can you hear something through a grapevine? It's a plant. But anyways, that's neither here nor there.
I heard that Miss Trinity may have her Reddit issue brought up.
What's her Reddit issue?
We will save that for next week.
Okay, girl. We got to give them something to come back and listen to.
We do. We do. Well, thanks so much for listening to today's episode of Queening Out on the Dip. We have new shows every Tuesday.
And can I just say, I love that we're on the dip. I really feel like for me, this is just like the perfect alignment. You know, for those of you out there who are still confused, I know you know my signature move as the death drop, but the proper terminology, according to my sources in the ballroom community, is dip. So I'm loving that we are on the dip each and every week. Now listen, make sure you subscribe to our show. You can rate and review us on all your favorite podcast apps. So please head over and leave us some love. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't. More importantly, talk about us.
Who are you excited to see back on our screens?
Well, definitely Raja, as I already said. I can't wait for her return. I think she's going to slay it. She's going to give us the most iconic looks. Definitely a Shea Coulee fan over here. Love her.
Yes.
Love everything she represents. I think she's an amazing queen. And, you know, I am excited to see Jinx. Even though she may not be my favorite fashion queen, she is so talented. In fact, she's one of the only one-woman shows that I've gone to that I literally was enthralled from beginning to end. Like, she is so amazing as a performer. It's just unreal. And I love that she's also a kooky, zany person in the workroom. So I think we're going to get a lot of greatness from her. Now, what about you? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm really interested in seeing Jinx for Snatch Game. I'd want to know who she's going to pull out because she did so well last time as Little Edie. I think a big part of it is going to be most of these girls have done Snatch Game two times. Like you have Trinity. So I'm really excited to see where all that comes down.
Well, after this last Snatch Game, we need a redemption. We need a lot.
We need a lot. I'm very excited about...
I had to.
Oh, little John.
Shout out to my sis, Deja. She turned up.
I am very excited to see if Evie Oddly has any other fuzzy pants I can wear.
Well, please follow us at Laganja Astranja and Joseph A. Shepherd on the socials. And make sure you follow The Dip. That's The Dip with two P's for all things pod.
Plus, head on over to thedip.com to keep the conversation going with us.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will be sure to queen out with you next week.
Ow, ow. Bye, guys.
Bye. Expose yourself. Ooh.